Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. Thanks for staying up late with us here on KMOX. You know, when I say, and you've heard me say this many times, when I call this At Your Service, that means you're a part of the show. You can't call in to talk to Joe Rogan. You can't call in to talk to a podcast or an audio book, but you can call, you can text. In fact, as long as we're not in an interview, which we'll have an interview coming up around between 8:15 and 8:30 this evening, but otherwise, the whole show this evening, I'd like to hear from you. 314-436-7900. That's call or text. We've already gotten one text, and the show just started. So, listen, anything that's on your mind, we'll be covering lots of news this evening. In fact, a lot of the evening, we're going to be talking about free speech issues because that seems to be permeating across our culture and now even internationally with what's going on in Canada and the truckers' protest. And in fact, coming up after the break, we're going to talk to an actual trucker who is not in these Ottawa protests, but he's been up near Canada with his big rig and has seen firsthand what these ridiculous mandates are doing to the trucking business and industry when there's really no science. You know, we hear all the time, follow the science, follow the science. Well, if you're in a truck all day, why do you have by yourself? Tell me again, why do you have to wear a mask? Not really sure. Why do you have to be vaccinated? If you're in a truck by yourself, you know, we've all seen this and you've seen this. In fact, I saw it like 5 times today. Somebody driving around in their car by themselves wearing a mask. What kind of a moron does that? I mean, are you afraid you're going to infect yourself? You know, I'm not really sure what the purpose is for wearing a mask in the car by yourself. I just don't know. So in any event, we will get into that. But I want to, Matt Pajeski's here running the board. And Matt, I want you to pull up the mic here because, you know, you're a young, happening guy. You're a good looking guy. You know, thanks. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
You know, any big plans for Valentine's Day?
Nothing at the moment right now. No.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I saw a poll today, and the poll was the worst Valentine's Day presents. Now, I want you to go out on a limb here. Again, I never prep you because I like getting,
yeah.
I like getting, you know, just your cold response to this. But what do you think would be some bad Valentine's Day presents?
Well, I would have to give Kevin Killeen credit for this one because he had the same idea for like worst Christmas presents, worst birthday presents. I think he got his wife like a mop or a broom or a dishwasher or something like that. So I'm going to go along the lines of like a cleaning product or something that you would want your spouse or significant other to use like as a chore, like something along those lines.
Well, I got to tell you, my father-in-law, loved him dearly, passed away 2 years ago, but he actually got my mother-in-law a mop and a bucket for Valentine's Day or for her birthday. Yeah. I don't remember. It was some present. And I just thought, dude, you should have talked to me first, man. Yeah. That did not go over well.
No.
But according to this poll, 2,000 women were polled. And, you know, what do you think they said? And there's a couple of things that actually I found surprising. One was beauty products, like the packaged where they come in a set. If you've ever seen those in a department store where there's a spray and a lotion and something, they're all packaged up in one gift set. That made the list as things women don't want. So keep that in mind.
Is it because like guys generally don't know the exact type that the girls want, so they just buy the first one they see?
They just go buy in, or if there's an attractive woman at the grocery store, or I mean at the grocery store at like Macy's or something who's selling it, they just go, oh hey, whatever she wants, okay, I'll just buy it.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know what to buy. No. Okay, so it's going to be wrong. It made the list. Another thing that you see is that traditionally listed as chocolates, you're supposed to give chocolates on Valentine's Day. Nope, that made the list of women don't want that.
Mm.
And two more things that came up, gift cards. Now, I sometimes will give gift cards for Christmas, but I don't think I'd want to give a gift card for Valentine's Day.
I'm running out of ideas now because these are all things that I thought were okay things.
Well, and the last thing on this list that was for the polling data was cheap flowers.
Yeah.
So like the $7 spray of flowers you get at Costco. Don't do that.
You got to do better than that nowadays.
You got to do better. That doesn't work. Now, there's a few things that didn't make the list that occurred to me as I'm reading it. And just a few. Now, I've never given these gifts, but I can just imagine that these would not go over well, like jumper cables. Okay. Now, a guy would say, hey, I could use some jumper cables. Women don't want jumper cables for Valentine's Day. Don't want that. The other thing that came to mind was a book called Housekeeping for Dummies. That would go over very badly. So you don't want to do that. And as I thought about this, I believe the worst present that a man could give a woman for Valentine's Day, the worst present ever, I think, would be a 1-year membership for Weight Watchers.
Oh,
that you're on the couch for like 6 months if you give that.
You should do that for April Fool's Day.
No, don't ever go anywhere close to that. So that's just a little advice. Not that you need it, but don't ever give that Weight Watchers gift certificate. That's not going to go over well on Valentine's Day. Hey, I kind of mentioned that this trucker's strike is coming up in Ottawa and in Canada. It's been a big issue. So I reached out to a good friend of mine. His name's Al Gross. You, if that name doesn't sound familiar, I know the voice will when you talk to him. He spent years and years here in St. Louis on KJSL doing the morning drive on the Christian Talk radio station, Tim and Al in the Morning. We're coming up next, it'll be Al Gross talking to us about truckers and mandates, because it's in the news internationally right now, and I'm going to give you firsthand experience of what it's like. Brad Young at your service. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And one of the largest international stories now, except for the Olympics that nobody's watching, or the Russian invasion of Ukraine that I don't think is going to happen. It might, but I don't think it's going to happen. But other than that, the biggest story internationally has been this truckers' protest, this freedom convoy in Ottawa, Canada. And so I wanted to reach out to a good friend of mine. You know his name, Al Gross. I assure you, you'll know his voice. He spent a long time here on St. Louis Radio on KJSL, Tim and Al in the morning. Hey, Al, it's great to hear you on the 50,000 red hot watts of KMOX.
The 50,000-watt blowtorch, Brad Young. Hello.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. You and I talked about having a show together, and we were going to call it Young and Gross.
Yes.
And that you know,
well,
that actually would have worked.
Too late.
Young and Gross. It's not just the
Young
name. It's our lifestyle.
Gross. And it's finally happening after how many years? 18 years?
A long time, my friend. And so, as you heard my lead into the story, this has been going on in Canada, this Freedom Convoy, where truckers are protesting the mandates, the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, all of the COVID restrictions that are just ridiculous. I know you're not in Canada, but as a truck driver, and I know you've operated a great deal in the Socialist Republic of California, but what kind of restrictions have you been seeing, even just driving here in the United States?
Well, you know, it varies from state to state, and I noticed it first in Vermont and Massachusetts and New York before it really caught on with the rest of the country. But I was in Washington State. I made a delivery to just north of Seattle, and I stopped off at a truck stop in just north of Seattle, and it said masks required, you know. Masks required are everywhere, so I kind of ignored it. And then I bought some stuff. I bought a couple of windshield wipers and stuff that you buy at a truck stop. And when I got to up to pay, she said, "Do you have a mask?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Then I can't serve you."
Wow.
So I had to put all that stuff back. And I got to thinking, you know what? I'm spreading my maskless face germs.
Yes.
For another 90 seconds as
That's right.
Put this stuff away.
If she just would have taken your money, you would have been out of the store faster.
That's right.
That's crazy. And there's been a couple of states. In fact, two Republican, conservative, deep red, Trump-loving states. So I think one was New York and the other was Illinois. Both of those, just red as can be, Trump-loving states, both of those are now removing mask mandates. But California or Washington, you're still not seeing it yet.
And the thing that surprised me, I almost said, you know, it's 2022 that the pandemic is over. But, you know, I didn't want to pick on her. She, you know, she's just a girl behind the counter. But and I understand it's, you know, some people want a lot of power. But it surprised me to see that it's still that draconian in some places.
Well, and there's been a lot of companies, particularly when President Biden announced there was going to be a vaccine mandate for all companies that have 100 employees or more. Thankfully, the Supreme Court did exactly what I predicted they would do. I even called the 6-3 ruling on who would decide on which side of this issue, but they struck that down. But there are trucking companies, and we're not going to mention them necessarily by name, but you're aware of trucking companies that have vaccine mandates for truckers, aren't you?
I am. And, you know, it's interesting. Truck drivers, the ones I know, are a bit rebellious. We're misfits. You know, what other group of people would just drive? My wife and I are out 3 months and home 10 days. Who else would just drive, you know, across the country? We're an unusual group. And so I don't think very many truck drivers are going to stand by for it. I got a phone call from the company I work for. Now it's an all owner operator company, and they called me up and they said it doesn't matter to us. We're just asking, have you been vaccinated? And I said no. I said not just no, but heck no. I said, the people you've been speaking with, how many have been vaccinated and how many have not? And he said, it's about a third each. A third said they've taken the jab. A third are like you or like me. They are not being vaccinated. And a third preferred not to stay.
Interesting.
And I told him that third who preferred not to stay,
that
you know, they
no.
just don't want to get fired. Yeah.
Yeah, that
so
means no.
A third have not been, and a third has been.
But we're talking
the
to
reason that,
go ahead.
The reason they asked is because some companies like Ford Motor Company, if you haven't been vaccinated, they don't even want you on the docks. So I can't deliver to Ford Motor Company. And there are a couple other companies that, if you're not vaccinated, we don't want you.
But see, here's what is just amazing to me. And folks, we're talking to Al Gross. You heard his voice on these St. Louis radio waves from a long time over on KJSL, Tim and Al in the Morning. But Al, the thing that is amazing to me is, if you're delivering product, because I represent a lot of trucking companies, and I know generally how this works when you pull up to drop off the load. So if you're pulling up to Ford, do you really have any substantive contact with any other people in an indoor capacity?
Well, I walk into the warehouse and hand them to my paperwork, but, you know, really, I could stand outside the door and hand them the paperwork and sit in my truck.
Exactly.
They don't have to see me indoors at all.
So the necessity for you, and this is obviously what's being protested in Ottawa, Canada, and in fact, all across Canada, because there they have vaccine mandates and mask mandates and other mandates that we don't necessarily have in the U.S., but the necessity of you having a vax or a mask mandate in that situation, to me, is about the same as a guy who's sitting in a radar station in Alaska by himself. You know, who's he going to infect? Most of your day, aren't you just in a truck with your wife?
Well, it's interesting because my wife and I noticed people masked in Seattle sitting in their cars by themselves.
I just mentioned I just mentioned that before the break, Al. That it's crazy when you see people in cars by themselves wearing masks.
I think it's because they forgot to take them off. But my wife and I, my wife's from Washington, so she has some favorite restaurants up there, and we went to a seafood place, and I walked in without my mask because that's how I am. And I said, can I order? She said, yes, but if you don't have proof of vaccination or that you've been tested within 72 hours, you can't eat in the dining room. So we ordered our fish and ate in the truck.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you know about what's going on in Canada, because I think you told me when we spoke recently that you were making some deliveries up next to the Canadian border. So you're aware of all the freedom convoy and all of the issues that are going on right now in Canada with truck drivers, right?
Yeah, and I'm surprised that it's working, because technically Canadians are not citizens. They're subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes them subject to the whims of whoever is in control. And so I thought, okay, you get a bunch of angry truck drivers, big deal. They're still subjects, and it's not going to change anything.
Right.
I'm surprised that they're getting the reaction they're getting.
Well, I am too, but think about this. If truck drivers get mad and don't deliver products, how would that impact the already enormous supply chain issues that we have both in this country and in Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys aren't driving the trucks and delivering the goods, we're in a world of hurt.
And it would only take about 3 days for supermarket shelves to start getting empty.
It truly would. Hey, is there any truth? Because you know about if you honk your horn now, you get in trouble if you're in Ottawa. But is there any truth to the rumor that the biblical city of Jericho, just like Ottawa, is going to ban the blowing of horns? Is there any truth to that?
I wouldn't want to take chances.
Everybody's scratching their head. Okay, now what happened to Jericho again? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other rumor I heard, I don't know if you could confirm this or not, but that Canada has been shooting Canadian geese that are honking in Ottawa. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Well, some of them land in upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I have heard that. Yeah.
Okay, well, And the roar of laughter here, or the lack thereof, shows that I shouldn't quit my day job.
That's the reason. See, we can tell these jokes in radio, and we think that they're laughing uproariously.
No, we know. Nobody's laughing. Nobody's laughing. So, Al, thanks for coming on with us tonight. I just wanted your perspective, because I know that you and your wife, tag team drivers, and you're crisscrossing the country. And I always like to play "Where's Al?" if I'm calling you. I try to guess where you are when I'm calling, hopefully not waking you up. But you're seeing you're seeing all of these different restrictions across the country, which to me is just absurd, given what you do and how little you actually come into contact with members of the public.
Yeah, there are certain states I like to go through. Florida has always been relatively free. The Dakotas have been relatively free. I'll tell you an interesting aside if I've got the time.
You got a minute? Go ahead.
Okay, my wife and I stay in hotels so much we're Diamond members. So we when COVID broke out, for a lot of businesses, I think champagne corks popped in the back, because now they don't have to maintain the pool, they don't have to maintain the workout room, and they don't have to give you the free continental breakfast. And there are some places that were good; they would give you a warm breakfast in a bag to take to your room. But there are some places. One place we went to about a month ago in Pennsylvania. No, we don't have breakfast. And I got to thinking, they're going to play up COVID for as long as they can, because they're saving money.
Absolutely.
And they didn't reduce my rate at all. Yeah.
Well, and you're going to see a lot of that. We're going to be dealing with so-called COVID emergencies 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. The dining room is closed.
Sorry, can't help you there. You're going to have to get your food and eat it in the truck. Eat that fish in the truck.
In the truck. That's right.
Al Gross, hey, thanks so much, my friend, for joining us this evening here on KMOX.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, man.
All right, take care, my friend. Hey, when we come back from this break, we're going to open the phone lines up, because how have you experienced any difficulties with COVID restrictions? But also, I had a call during the interview, someone asking about how the NFL settlement money with the Rams is going to be spent. The city and the county are going to get about $500 million after attorney's fees. How should they spend that money? What do you think they should spend that money on? 314-436-7900. Call or text, at your service. That's what it means. We'll be right back. Oh, and I forgot to mention, happy National Pizza Day. You know, there's a holiday for everything. And today is National Pizza Day. And I don't know, maybe it was pushed through Congress by Pizza Hut and Domino's. Not really sure, but it is National Pizza Day. So I don't know what your favorite pizza is. Mine, and I hate to say this in St. Louis, but mine is the Chicago style deep crust, deep dish pizza. To me, that's the best. Matt, what's your favorite pizza?
I got to go with the thin crust. I love Emo's.
Emo's?
Any of the super thin, my favorite.
Yep. I know we talked about that a while back because of a poll, but yours is Emo's thin crust pizza. Mine, Chicago style. Those are the opposite ends of the pizza spectrum. Hey, I've never met a pizza I didn't really like, as my waistline will attest. Hey, Ken's calling in this evening. Hey, Ken, welcome to Camo X.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
What nights are you on now?
I am on Wednesday nights, unless there is a Billikens game. And if there's a Billikens game, then I'm generally will be on the following night on Thursday evening.
Okay, all right, I'll remember that. My topic has really got nothing to do with what you're talking about tonight. But 2 to 3 weeks ago, you made the comment that 57% of Democrats wanted to censure social media.
Yes.
And I'd fact-checked you, and you were exactly right.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you say that again, Ken?
You're a funny guy. You are a funny guy.
I heard you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know you did. Anyway, did you give the reason, or did you even voice in on the reason?
Well, I remember that distinctly. What I talked about was primarily when it comes to the desire to not spread misinformation, disinformation, or propaganda. And so that's why the left, and did I state that accurately from your perspective?
I did not hear that, but if you said it, then you did, and I appreciate that. Now, coincidentally, the Joe Rogan story broke a couple of days later.
Yes.
And, you know, this guy, the misinformation, this guy could cost people their lives. And they interviewed him, and to his credit, he said, well, you know, I kind of, you know, I went a little overboard here. And in the future, what I'm going to do is I'm not only going to have guests that side with me, I'm going to have guests with differing points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you that you're always saying you want to hear from people like me that don't think exactly like you. But on your guest, it's very seldom that you'll have somebody that this, and this Joe Gross is a good example. I listen to you too. What a mess. What a mess.
You mean Al Gross? Oh, yeah.
Al Gross. Yeah, what a mess. You guys butchered that thing. But anyway.
Come on. We were having fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll give you that one. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is, have some guests, and they're out there that don't agree with you.
Oh, I will do that. Most of the time, they don't want to. Oh, well, sure. Yeah. Listen, in fact, I've had this conversation with you before, Ken. I love when people call me up and disagree with me. I like that far better than calls that agree with me because it allows for a dialogue. It's not just an echo chamber.
Well, what I'm saying is have guests, not callers, have guests.
Sure.
That's what Joe Rogan said. He says, I'm going to tilt it both ways. I'd like to see you make a better effort on getting guests, not callers, because, you know, we're all stupid anyway.
That's not true.
Yes. People that I'm messing with you. Just try and get some that disagree with you.
I will.
And get some, instead of this thing like you just had with what's his name, Al Gross?
Al Gross, yeah.
Instead of something like that. Anyway.
I will do that. But Ken, I want to, you mentioned something that I want to come back to. You mentioned that poll, and you had a very good memory of me discussing that 2 or 3 weeks ago. So how do you come down on that issue? I mean, are you in favor of censorship on social media platforms and even when it comes to podcasts and so forth? Is that something that you're in favor of?
Yes, I am. I am in favor of it. And, you know, I don't want to use the, you know, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. I don't want to go that far with it. And maybe even Joe Rogan is going too far with it. But, I mean, the guy needs to be censored. He does.
Okay.
And that, you know, part of the problem.
But who gets to decide, Ken? Who gets to decide what's true and accurate? I mean, for example, we were told by Anthony Fauci at the very beginning of the pandemic that we just had to 15 days to slow the curve, to reduce the curve. 15 days is all it's going to take. Well, that was almost 2 years ago. So if you criticized him when he said it, you would have been taken off of social media for something that was absolutely true, that there was no way this was going to be taken care of in 15 days.
He made a lot of mistakes.
He did. And let's talk about the lab leak theory. Well, the lab leak theory. You know, initially, if you said that in fact, I know this is a fact. You can fact check me on this, Ken. That social media platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook removed people from their platforms for suggesting that COVID came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And now that's the prevailing theory that it did come from the lab as an escape, as an accident. So if you would have said something that we can agree on is most likely true, you were still removed because the censors didn't agree that it was true. And so that raises the question, whom gets to decide what is and is not true?
Yeah, and I don't know the answer to that. I know Facebook has been doing it, and you know Twitter has been doing it, and they're probably the exact opposite of people that should be. But you know they do a pretty good job on these movies that come out as to whether it's R rated or, you know, get some sort of a committee together, and if somebody's putting out misinformation that's going to hurt people. Do something. This is America. We can do that. We can come up with somebody that can do it.
Well, but that therein lies the problem, Ken, because what you might label as misinformation might actually be accurate later on, but those who...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, happy National Pizza Day. You know, there's a holiday for everything. And today is National Pizza Day. And I don't know, maybe it was pushed through Congress by Pizza Hut and Domino's. Not really sure, but it is National Pizza Day. So I don't know what your favorite pizza is. Mine, and I hate to say this in St. Louis, but mine is the Chicago style deep crust, deep dish pizza. To me, that's the best. Matt, what's your favorite pizza?
I got to go with the thin crust. I love Emo's. Any of the super thin. My favorite.
Yep. I know we talked about that a while back because of a poll, but yours is Emo's thin crust pizza. Mine Chicago style. Those are the opposite ends of the pizza spectrum. But I've never met a pizza I didn't really like, as my waistline will attest. Hey, Ken's calling in this evening. Hey, Ken, welcome to Camo X.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
What nights are you on now?
I am on Wednesday nights unless there is a Billikens game. And if there's a Billikens game, then I'm generally will be on the following night on Thursday evening.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that. My topic has really got nothing to do with what you're talking about tonight. But 2 to 3 weeks ago, you made the comment that 57% of Democrats wanted to censure social media.
Yes.
And I'd fact-checked you, and you were exactly right.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Can you say that again, Ken?
You're a funny guy. You are a funny guy.
I heard you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know you did. Anyway, did you give the reason, or did you even voice in on the reason?
Well, I remember that distinctly. What I talked about was primarily when it comes to the desire to not spread misinformation, disinformation, or propaganda. And so that's why the left, and did I state that accurately from your perspective?
I did not hear that, but if you said it, then you did, and I appreciate that. Now, coincidentally, the Joe Rogan story broke a couple of days later.
Yes.
And, you know, this guy, the misinformation, this guy could cost people their lives. And they interviewed him, and to his credit, he said, maybe I went a little overboard here. And in the future, what I'm going to do is I'm not only going to have guests that side with me, I'm going to have guests with differing points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you that you're always saying you want to hear from people like me that don't think exactly like you. But on your guest, it's very seldom that you'll have somebody that this, and this Joe Gross is a good example. I listen to you two. What a mess. What a mess.
You mean Al Gross? Oh, yeah.
Al Gross. Yeah, what a mess. You guys butchered that thing. But anyway.
We were having fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll give you that one. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is have some guests, and they're out there that don't agree with you.
Oh, I will do that. Most of the time, they don't want to. Oh, well, sure. Yeah. Listen, in fact, I've had this conversation with you before, Ken. I love when people call me up and disagree with me. I like that far better than calls that agree with me because it allows for a dialogue. It's not just an echo chamber.
Well, what I'm saying is have guests, not callers, have guests.
Sure.
That's what Joe Rogan said. He says, I'm going to tilt it both ways. I'd like to see you make a better effort on getting guests, not callers, because, you know, we're all stupid anyway.
That's not true.
Yes. I'm messing with you. Just try and get some that disagree with you.
I will.
And get some, instead of this thing like you just had with what's his name, Al Gross?
Al Gross, yeah.
Instead of something like that. Anyway.
I will do that. But Ken, I want to, you mentioned something that I want to come back to. You mentioned that poll, and you had a very good memory of me discussing that 2 or 3 weeks ago. So how do you come down on that issue? I mean, are you in favor of censorship on social media platforms and even when it comes to podcasts and so forth? Is that something that you're in favor of?
Yes, I am. I am in favor of it. And, you know, I don't want to use the, you know, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. I don't want to go that far with it. And maybe even Joe Rogan is going too far with it. But, I mean, the guy needs to be censored. He does.
Okay.
And the, you know, part of the problem.
But who gets to decide, Ken? Who gets to decide what's true and accurate? I mean, for example, we were told by Anthony Fauci at the very beginning of the pandemic that we just had to 15 days to slow the curve, to reduce the curve. 15 days is all it's going to take. Well, that was almost 2 years ago. So if you criticized him when he said it, you would have been taken off of social media for something that was absolutely true, that there was no way this was going to be taken care of in 15 days.
he made a lot of mistakes.
He did. And let's talk about the lab leak theory. The lab leak theory. You know, initially, if you said that in fact, I know this is a fact. You can fact check me on this, Ken, that social media platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook removed people from their platforms for suggesting that COVID came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And now that's the prevailing theory, that it did come from the lab as an escape, as an accident. So if you would have said something that we can agree on is most likely true, you were still removed because the censors didn't agree that it was true. And so that raises the question, whom gets to decide what is and is not true?
Yeah, and I don't know the answer to that. I know Facebook has been doing it, and you know Twitter has been doing it, and they're probably the exact opposite of people that should be. But you know, they do a pretty good job on these movies that come out as to whether it's R-rated or, and, you know, get some sort of a committee together, and if somebody's putting out misinformation that's going to hurt people, do something. This is America. We can do that. We can come up with somebody that can do it.
Well, but that therein lies the problem, Ken, because what you might label as misinformation might actually be accurate later on, but those who determine the truth are not omniscient. And so that therein lies...
Well, but that doesn't mean you just give up on it.
No, but it means that we should have the marketplace of ideas. I mean, right now, you know, on any campus in America, if a conservative goes to speak on a college campus, there's rioting, there's looting, and there's protest because they can't stand to hear something that would disagree with their sensitivities. And so this pervasiveness of saying, I don't want to hear anything that triggers me, it, to me, squelches free speech.
Well, everybody's for free speech. We love the First Amendment.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true at all. There was a college president just this week at George Washington University who said, who wanted to prosecute people who were protesting the Olympics because of the genocide that's being committed by the Chinese government. They were protesting, and the president of George Washington University called for them to be prosecuted for free speech. That, to me, is outrageous. Don't you find that to be outrageous?
I do find it to be outrageous.
I mean, I may disagree with them, but I don't want them prosecuted. But you're wanting Joe Rogan to be taken off the air because he says things that you may not think is true or accurate.
I do think he should be removed from the air.
Okay.
But... anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. The gist of what I'm trying to say is have guests, not callers, but guests that tell both sides of the story. And you're on Wednesday night, unless there's a ball game, and then you would be on Thursday night.
That's exactly right. And I'll be filling in for Mark Reardon over on 97.1 on Friday. But, Ken, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to make a concerted effort to book guests who disagree with me. And now I'm going to disagree with them during the interview. I'm not going to...
Absolutely.
Because that's what I do.
Have them if you're going to agree with them. That's not the point. So, well, anyway, I appreciate you saying that very much, and I'll be listening and to your show.
Very good, Ken. I appreciate the call. I've given you lots of airtime, and you and I disagree on lots of things.
That is true.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Everything.
Well, maybe not. I bet a cup of coffee and an hour and a half, I bet we could find some common ground.
I bet we could, too. All right. Anyway, good.
Thank you, Ken. Great to talk to you, sir. Appreciate the call. Hey, when we come back, what do you think about that? Do you think that we should be censoring people based upon the content of their speech? You heard Ken. He mentioned Joe Rogan should go. I'm going to give you some more facts about that when we come back from the break. But what do you think? 314-436-7900 at your service. KMOX. Well, if you know your Ted Nugent music, you'll know this is Stranglehold. And it seems like liberalism has a stranglehold on the social media platforms in this country. It's not just a casual observation, it's a foregone conclusion. And that's part of the reason why Joe Rogan is being, really, he's being made into the new Donald Trump, where he's the punching bag of liberalism in America today. And Matt Pajeski, board operator here, mentioned during the break, I wonder how many people who don't like Joe Rogan have never listened to Joe Rogan. And Matt, you are wise beyond your years, because that's exactly the case. Hey, Sarah's calling in. Sarah, what's on your mind this evening?
Hi, I just want to say I enjoy your show. I really enjoyed the dialect between you and Ken.
Thank you.
But an observation that I had was that I found it very ironic that he was asking you to provide a guest with an opposing viewpoint, which was the same thing that he's opposing for anyone to do on social media.
Sarah, that is a great point. That's right, because my goodness, social media shouldn't have anyone with an opposing view. If they have an opposing view, they should be taken off of social media. And by the way, Brad, have someone on your show that has an opposing view.
Yes, and he didn't say, you know, have two of them on hand. Like, can you have somebody on as a guest with your same viewpoint? Well, you did earlier tonight, but I just thought that was an odd perspective for him to come and ask you to do something that he admitted that he's part of that 57% that
is in favor of censorship. Yeah, that's right.
Censorship. Exactly.
That is an excellent point, Sarah. Well, how have you?
And I have yes. I do have another point that I did not mention.
That's okay.
But I would like to express, because everybody calls it the practice of medicine. Do you practice medicine? They call it the practice of science. That's why it's a practice, because it's always being reformed to be improved, just like we've seen over the last 2 years, to your point of what Fauci said about the lab, but also the mask recommendations and everything. Look where we've come in 2 years when it was just supposed to be a 2-week shutdown.
Yeah, and not just over the past 2 years, Sarah, but just a few months ago, remember, President Biden said this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And now we're told, well, if you're vaccinated, you can still spread COVID. You can still get COVID. That's just within a few months that change has happened. Also, we were told if you get fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You're free from wearing a mask. And now you have to wear a mask even if you're double vaxxed and boosted, and you got to wear pantyhose over your head if you go anywhere. So, and that's just changed in the last few months.
I personally spoke with someone on Monday who said he had been vaccinated twice. He's has the booster. He's had COVID twice. And the second time he didn't even know he had no symptoms. The only reason he got tested was because he was going to travel internationally with his daughter, and he needed a COVID test, came back positive, so he couldn't go.
Oh, yeah, but that's completely different than what we were told just a few months ago.
Exactly. And we could go on.
Yeah, but that makes the point. No, that's okay. We're coming up here on a break in a minute. We've got a minute left here, Sarah. But that's the point I'm trying to make, is if we judge social media, either you get to be on social media, yes or no, based upon what you say is the truth. The truth is so often in the eyes of the beholder that what we think is true today may not be true tomorrow, a week from today, or a month from today. And so that's the problem with sanctioning people from social media, because we may be doing so based on something that's false. We just happen to think it's true at the time.
Right. And sometimes there's parts truth and parts that are, maybe that's questionable. So why censor the whole thing? That's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly. And one of the things I learned in law school, Sarah, was that the what's called the marketplace of ideas. That's why when you go to court and you have an attorney, the other side has an attorney, and they're both battling trying to find that truth for the jury to decide. But that's the battle space for ideas. And to me, that's what media is. It's the battle space for ideas. And if the government says you can't participate, or our culture says you can't participate, then that goes against completely this idea of working out the truth. Hey, we're coming up here on a break, Sarah. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate your perspective.
Thank you.
Hope to talk to you again soon. Hey, after this break, we're going to have some other things. I'm not going to make it nothing but free speech issues, but there's a lot of free speech issues going on all across our country and even in Canada. We'll be breaking those down for you as the show unfolds. 314-436-7900. Call or text KMOX. Well, if you know your Ted Nugent music, you'll know this is Stranglehold. And it seems like liberalism has a stranglehold on the social media platforms in this country. It's not just a casual observation. It's a foregone conclusion. And that's part of the reason why Joe Rogan is being really he's being made into the new Donald Trump, where he's the punching bag of liberalism in America today. And Matt Pajeski, board operator here, mentioned during the break, I wonder how many people who don't like Joe Rogan have never listened to Joe Rogan. And Matt, you are wise beyond your years, because that's exactly the case. Hey, Sarah's calling in. Sarah, what's on your mind this evening?
Hi, I just want to enjoy your show. I really enjoyed the dialect between you and Ken.
Thank you.
But an observation that I had was, I found it very ironic that he was asking you to provide a guest with an opposing viewpoint, which was the same thing that he's opposing for anyone to do on social media. So did he really
Sarah,
realize
that
what
is
he was
a
saying?
Great point. That's right, because my goodness, social media shouldn't have anyone with an opposing view. If they have an opposing view, they should be taken off of social media. And by the way, Brad, have someone on your show that has an opposing view.
Yes, and he didn't say, you know, have two of them on hand. Like, can you have somebody on as a guest with your same viewpoint? Well, you did earlier tonight, but I just thought that was an odd perspective for him to come and ask you to do something that he admitted that he's part of that 57% that
is in favor of censorship. Yeah, that's right.
Censorship. Exactly.
That is an excellent point, Sarah. Well, how have you?
And I have I do have another point that I did not mention.
That's okay.
But I would like to express, because everybody calls it the practice of medicine. Do you practice medicine? They call it the practice of science. That's why it's a practice, because it's always being reformed to be improved. Mm. Just like we've seen over the last 2 years, to your point of what Fauci said about the lab, but also the mask recommendations and everything. Look where we've come in 2 years when it was just supposed to be a 2-week shutdown.
Yeah, and not just over the past 2 years, Sarah, but just a few months ago, remember, President Biden said this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And now we're told, well, if you're vaccinated, you can still spread COVID. You can still get COVID. That's just within a few months that change has happened. Also, we were told if you get fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You're free from wearing a mask. And now you have to wear a mask even if you're double vaxxed and boosted, and you got to wear pantyhose over your head if you go anywhere. So, and that's just changed in the last few months.
I personally spoke with someone on Monday who said he had been vaccinated twice. He's has the booster. He's had COVID twice. And the second time he didn't even know he had no symptoms. The only reason he got tested was because he was going to travel internationally with his daughter, and he needed a COVID test, came back positive, so he couldn't go.
Yeah, but that's completely different than what we were told just a few months ago.
Exactly. And yeah, we could go on.
Yeah, but that makes the point.
Take up the air
no, that's okay. We're coming up here on a break in a minute. We've got a minute left here, Sarah. But that's the point I'm trying to make, is if we judge social media, either you get to be on social media, yes or no, based upon what you say is the truth. The truth is so often in the eyes of the beholder that what we think is true today may not be true tomorrow, a week from today, or a month from today. And so that's the problem with sanctioning people from social media, because we may be doing so based on something that's false. We just happen to think it's true at the time.
Right. And sometimes there's parts truth and parts that are, yeah, maybe that's questionable.
So why censor the whole thing? That's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly. And one of the things I learned in law school, Sarah, was that the what's called the marketplace of ideas. That's why when you go to court and you have an attorney, the other side has an attorney, and they're both battling trying to find that truth for the jury to decide. But that's the literally the battle space for ideas. And to me, that's what media is. It's the battle space for ideas. And if the government says you can't participate, or our culture says you can't participate, then that goes against completely this idea of working out the truth. Hey, we're coming up here on a break, Sarah. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate your perspective.
Thank you.
Hope to talk to you again soon. Hey, after this break, we're going to have some other things. I'm not going to make it nothing but free speech issues, but there's a lot of free speech issues going on all across our country and even in Canada. We'll be breaking those down for you as the show unfolds. 314-436-7900. Call or text KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.